Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
It is on like radar charm.
With a fleet of super bads and status radar charm.
Afternoons on the Score.
Very close to field goal range now for Cairo Santos.
I think Williams is doing a nice job under duress right now, not panicking, and end up finding a secondary target for a nice throw.
And the Bears have all three timeouts remaining, under a minute to go. Williams, clean pocket initially, but didn't see the rusher on the backside. Xavier Thomas, the rookie from Clemson, takes down Williams.
When you protect your quarterback, and our quarterback's a good quarterback.
I have fallen in love with this song, by the way.
Yeah.
From at the end of Hard Knocks, I hadn't heard it before then.
Uh-huh.
And I was literally walking down the street in the city, walking down Randolph, and I was like, God, I love this song. This song is great.
Yeah, it's the dude from Stranger Things, Joe Keery, and it's his band. He's a DePaul guy. Like, he wrote that when he was in school, I think, at DePaul, and recorded. So you, Mr. DePaul, Lawrence Holmes, or Mr. Alabama, Paul? DePaul-bama?
Paul-bama?
Paul-bama?
So that's going to be my name when I start doing radio opposite Paul Feinbaum.
Roll damn Blue Demons.
Well, they got a game tonight. Let's see how they do.
So, yeah, Joe Keery. It's good. It's good. Bears are not. Bears are not good. And lately, Caleb's not been good, man. It sucked to be sitting there watching that for the first 2.5 quarters before things got awful. And, like, he had absolutely no chance, and he was out there and obviously shouldn't have been out there at the very end. But, like, some negative patterns have emerged here 8 games in that we need to talk about. I know you think there's some damage that...
I don't know if there's damage. I'm concerned that there could be.
But don't you think in general, like, at a certain point, the inaccuracy that happens, especially early in games and down the field, that inaccuracy has to be looked at as an overall now through 8 games, doesn't it? I mean, he missed a bunch of receivers again yesterday.
He's missing badly. Like, that's the thing.
Really,
like,
really
like,
bad.
Like, when you're seeing balls go 5 yards out of bounds or dropping 2 yards in front of a receiver, and you're stuck to go, wait, did the receiver get enough depth on that one? Mm-hmm. Is that on him? I feel like I'm watching a sped up quarterback right now. And looking at some of the choices that he's made, and I think some of them have been the right choices to just kind of go, all right, sometimes the sack is the best play instead of throwing an interception. And you go, you know what? I just got to eat this one and we'll live to fight another play.
But too often, There have been sacks that fall out of hero ball moments where he takes bad sacks when he should check it down and live to fight another down. Charles Davis mapped one out exactly yesterday. Roschon Johnson was sitting right there as a check down available, and it came right after another play where Kyler Murray had done exactly that. You know, and I remember celebrating, hey, look at Caleb doing it, when Mark Sanchez was like, I feel like I'm watching him graduate a few weeks back, and we all saw those things. But you gotta hold on to that. He's got hero ball moments, and he steps forward into pressure and sacks sometimes. It's like I feel like his first move often is to step forward, and he kind of steps forward into trouble sometimes in a concerning way.
I don't mind that, because that's, if you can step up into, that's probably what he's been drilled since he was in ninth grade, is to step up into the pocket, have a cleaner field of vision to be able to throw down the field. I just think that he is in the last couple of games, he has been more gun shy. He's just been kind of hanging on to the ball a little too long.
Yes.
And then the clock is not going off in his head of, hey, the ball should really be out. Like, I've had the ball for 3.5 seconds. The ball really should be out. Or thinking that he's bought himself more time than he actually has to make the throw down the field. And yesterday there were throws where I'm like, I get why people love Caleb with what he does as a scrambler, because he's mostly keeping his head up.
It's wonderful.
And looking to throw. There were times yesterday where I'm like, just go.
Just go run.
Just go get the 6 yards and do what you were doing even earlier in the season. Go get those 6 yards. Go get a positive play.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of trying for a big play, for a chunk play, and then it ending up in a negative play because guys are holding, because you've been on the move for 6 seconds, or the guys don't remember the scramble rules, or they're on the other side of the field and you can't get the ball to them. I just kind of want him in some of those moments to just say, screw it.
Sure.
And go.
Like the big long play where DJ Moore runs out of bounds. Then that one was going around. I think Chase Daniel tweeted it, and we can talk about the DJ part of it at some point if we want. But anyway, on that play, it's the one where you know the broadcast says, "Oh, it's looking like Jaden Daniels from last week because he kept scrambling. He should have just kept running and gone and got whatever he could get instead of trying to rifle a pass."
But and this is why, like last week, I was saying, do we throw out the high and the low? Like, is that more representative of who Caleb is as a quarterback? If we take away the Jacksonville game and we take away the Carolina game, does that give us a clearer picture of who he actually is?
I think he's still trying to just feel it out and figure out what the hell he can do at this league. And he is hamstrung right now by coordinator and by scheme. But like, there's a bottom line here as well. He's not fast. Like, he's not fast and as quick, obviously, as Josh Allen or Mahomes or, of course, Lamar and, of course, Jaden. But is he as quick and fast as young Aaron Rodgers, who is his model? Is he as quick and fast as healthy Jordan Love?
Or young Russell Wilson?
No, I don't think he's as quick and fast as a young Russell Wilson. I don't. So, like, to me, it looks more like it often looks like Dak Prescott, useful quick. You know, useful. Or Big Ben, super useful and smart, you know, often and able to extend.
But Ben had that body, too.
Yeah,
well, you know, it was a skyscraper with legs that was running down the field.
But help me on the quickness. And maybe Big Ben is too slow, you know? But Dak might be a better corollary.
I'm not going to give up on Caleb and say that he can't be Russell Wilson, too. Because I think that we've seen some moments this season where he has been that.
Well, he's not going for it as a runner the way that Wilson often did, especially early.
I would like to see him put that back into his game. And I know that he wants to win from the pocket, and that's the way that the best guys in the league do it. But you also have to have that little bit of an edge. And I will say that defenses are still worried about it. Even yesterday, you saw some looks from Arizona where they spied him. So they're cognizant, defenses are cognizant of him getting up the field. I just like for him to take some of those chances and maybe get himself up the field a little bit.
Hey, keep listening for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Football After Dark at the Gale Street Inn on Tuesday, November 12th, hosted by Layla Rahimi with special guest Jalen Johnson. Wow. Layla and Jalen enjoy delicious food and drinks while Jalen and Layla go hard with analysis on Chicago's football team. This event is proudly sponsored by TimberTech Decking and Railing and AARP. The younger you are, the more you need AARP. When you hear this from Chris Tannehill...
I mean, honestly, I don't give a damn who's out there. I'm looking forward to whooping their ass either way.
When you hear that, you be the sixth caller to the Scores Contest line at 312-540-0670 later on in the show, and you will win tickets to that awesome event.
Let's find out what Kurt Warner thinks. He has watched the tape. What does he think of how Caleb is coming along, and is there any regression? We'll ask him about that next. It's Spiegel and Holmes with Kurt Warner on the Score.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.